How are you? Welcome to this week's Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. Every single successful founder I meet has got a great mentor. And it just so happens every single week I give you access to the very best. This week it's Mr. Rob Lipsett. It's hard to describe Rob. He's a fitness influencer, he's a social media star, he's a business owner, and he's one of the best content creators on the internet. Here is my chat with Rob. Going green, becoming more sustainable, it's everywhere, right? Everyone wants to be greener and do their bit to help. But sometimes, for your business, there are more important things to do. It's hard to find the time. Well, take it out of your hands because it's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. They have the time and the experts to sort it for you. And the best bit is, it'll help your business, save you time, money, and energy. Perfect, right? The Green for Business audit will assess your business and tell you where you can make changes. And the new energy efficiency grant will help you pay for those changes. And your local enterprise office will sort the whole process for you. Go to www.allinadayswork.ie/green, fill out the form that takes less than 2 minutes, and your local enterprise office will take it from there. Going green? It's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum, and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of The Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today.
I always say you're better doing things 80% right in the long term than 100% right for a week. And that's actually like my biggest piece of advice, my biggest fitness tip. And there's another one as well. Okay. So let's say I'm working with a client, and this goes for anyone, and that let's say you're on week 3, week 4, and you're making good progress and you're following a sustainable plan. They go, all right, what changes are we making this week? You know, we're going to up my car. Like people are like, like sadistic. They're like, I want to up my cardio, drop my carbs, you know, up my training volume. And I'm like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Because if you start making all these changes early on in the program, you're going to run out of tools in the toolbox later on in the program.
It's human nature,
like,
right?
Run out of cards to play.
We need the to be stimulated. We need the internal monkey to go, something new.
Yeah.
Look over here. Exactly. Something new and shiny. Like, so we kind of have to, I always talk about tricking myself. I should trick myself. Because I'm like, okay, because you get into kind of a lull very quickly. You have the initial burst of enthusiasm. And like that, I think you follow Nick Baer as well.
Yeah.
Be consistently good, not occasionally great.
Love that.
I always think about progress over perfection. Did you turn up today?
Yeah.
Did you make progress today? Doesn't have to be perfect. Just make progress every day. Stop trying to figure it all out. I wrote this in, ironically, my journal about 3 weeks ago. I was like, stop trying to figure it all out. Just figure out today.
Yeah.
Because I was like thinking big picture. Okay, where am I going to be in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? I was getting obsessed by it. I was getting obsessed by having it all figured out. And it was only when I was like, just focus on today.
So my biggest piece of advice and what's done the most for me, okay, if someone says, how did you, get to where you want to be? And I say, just do something every day that'll bring you closer to your goal. And that sounds really simple. So let me go in on a little bit more. Okay. It just has to be something, anything. So it doesn't have to be sign a huge contract daily or, grow a huge YouTube channel with 1,000 subscribers every day. something, like even something as small as go for a walk, hit a workout, or cook a healthy meal. Just something, or like just journal for 30 minutes. Just if you do something every single day that is going to positively bring you closer to that goal, then you're going in the right direction. Because there's a lot of days where some people do like virtually nothing, you know? So don't
go backwards.
Yeah, they already go backwards.
That's exactly the danger, right? The danger is you've 5, 6, 7 days, good stuff. Yeah, I'm hitting my macros, Rob.
Yeah.
Just using fitness as an example. I think fitness and business overlap.
Oh man, it's perfect. Telling you.
I think they're the exact same. That consistency, that dedication, tracking your output, showing up every day. The two of them are so linked. I think that's why a lot of athletes make good entrepreneurs eventually.
100%. Discipline.
They're used to the structure. They're used to just putting in the work.
Yeah.
That's the difference. They know they have to train every day because on Saturday they have a game or they have a fight or whatever. Like a big MMA fan, and you look at that, there's no shortcuts there. There literally is. That is hours spent on the mats, in the ring. There is no shortcuts. And it's the same in business, but I think we've all got tricked a little bit into, oh my God, look. Look at Rob. Oh my God, look at that person there. Oh my God. Yeah, but 10 years. 10 years
graft. Oh man, I'm coming up to like 11 or something. But yeah. Yeah, athletes in general, they'll make amazing entrepreneurs. Just they've got a lot of admirable factors that will carry over into business endeavors. You know, discipline, not being lazy, sticking to routine, schedule, having grit, knowing what it's like to put in the hard work. There's just so many crossovers there. It's crazy.
Talk to me about Fuel Kicks, because when we spoke last, it was just launching and you kind of had like kind of mapped out kind of where it was going to be. So 2 years on, what's been happening?
Yeah, so that's another good example. Not where I wanted to be. I had to completely scrap the whole thing.
Trick of the game, Rob. Yeah. I set that up lovely for you.
So basically, I haven't even talked about this on my channel. You're getting the full scoop.
Everything. Two scoops.
You are. This is exclusive. So I started out when I was living in London in lockdown. You know, the story, something that isn't a supplement company or a gym clothing company like every single guy in the fitness industry starts. So I want to make something different. Mm. And I did something that my audience already love. My first ever viral video was how to make protein pancakes. So it just became a thing on my channel. The same way Sour Candy became a thing on Max's channel. That was actually a huge inspiration of mine. Max told me, start something like this. And so I did. And now my mistake that I've learned from is when I was living in London, I said an agency, like an influencer agency approached me. They said, hey, we help influencers launch products, be it like clothing or merch, whatever, notebooks with their name on it that their audience can buy. And I said, okay, sweet. You know, I'm going to help you guys do it. And it started off great. You know, it was selling was never a problem. And the product was amazing from the get-go.
When you see the link though, when I saw you launch that, I was like, there it is.
Yeah. People are like, oh.
Just the synergy. It's like Max with the sour candy. It's sometimes quirky. You see people do and you're like, yeah, they've thought about this. Yeah. It isn't just like, hey, buy my t-shirt, buy my plan. You know, you've done something difficult.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference. I think there's so many products. I want to talk to you about the creator economy as well in a few minutes, but there's so many products. You're like, yeah, just slapped your name on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you took white the labels. Took the easy way. Look, it makes sense in a lot of cases, but you did, you know, if you think of business in terms of like 0 to 10 difficulty, physical product, that's a food.
Yeah.
You're up there. So talk
tough.
To me.
So
tell
tough.
Me about
So
it.
I got this agency. I gave them 30% off the equity. To help me fulfill all the orders and launch it essentially. And it went great. But then over the course of time, maybe they took on too many other influencers. COVID was definitely a factor that, you know, it was difficult to meet in person with travel and everything. Just there was a lapse in communication. Okay. Simple as, you know, I'm not going to shit on anyone. And I often try to say, oh, maybe how was it my fault in any way? Like, how am I at fault here? Blame yourself. You know, Jocko Willink, extreme accountability, right?
Exactly.
Extreme ownership.
I do the same. I look back and go, okay, I kind of got fucked over here, but how did I put myself in that position?
Exactly.
That's how I always frame it. And I've had a couple of challenges over the last 6 to 9 months with business. I'm like, okay, how did I get myself in that position? And how will I never be there again?
Yeah, exactly. I always say it's all your fault, right? Okay. And
it sounds weird. Oh, you know, you're into like punishing yourself. I'm like, no, but like, I think a lot of people do the other one. They look across the table and go, Rob did this and Rob did that. I'm like,
You look like a loser.
Yeah, you look like a moaner.
Yeah. Ugh.
So two things I hate.
What am I going to learn more from here? If I say play the blame game and say you guys weren't good enough for this, or I'm going to be like, I could have been better here. So I'm going to learn more from them. So whatever, not bad my thing on anyone, but there was just a breakdown in communication. And then I was like, if I really want to grow this into like a huge brand and see it in shops, I'm going to have to kind of take the reins myself and have more control over it. So I said, hey guys, you know, it's time to just cut ties a little bit. So if you just give me that 30% back and I'll be on my way. And they're like, yeah, fine. So first of all, split the bank account 70-30. Yeah, fair enough. A little bit annoying and hard to see, but it's fine. And then I was like, so can I just get those manufacturer's details? And they're like, no. So they're like, you're out on your own. So I just.
But they give you the equity back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and one thing that I was kind of worried about as well was getting, like, for example, fuelcakes.com and the Instagram password. You know,
sounds like, silly, but it's huge.
It sounds simple.
Is just so bloody difficult.
And having a .com with no like hyphenated, just the username clean. So got it all back anyways. But then
that's
I was
a big
like,
deal.
That was, I celebrated that day.
I'm not surprised because I can count on all my hands and fingers and toes how many splits I've seen in businesses. Happens all the time. The one thing I say to every entrepreneur who's going into a partnership or a foundation, or not a foundation, but into like any sort of co-founder situation is have a founder document. Have a legal founder. Oh no, but like me and Rob are great pals. Doesn't matter. Even definitely have it then, because you don't want to have a situation where like, oh, so, you know, I've decided to kind of go off and, you know, do something else. And then they're like, oh, I'll have the equity back. They're like, no, of course not.
Yeah. And so for an example, like, let's say you send an email being like, hey, you just send an email being like, can I get this? Can I get that? Okay. It takes a week, 2 weeks to reply. 25 emails, it's 6 months later. Okay. So that was the hold up really was just getting everything. But anyways, we got it done. And then I was like, all right, now I need to go find a new manufacturer, develop new flavors, a better formula because I can't just like relaunch with the same thing, better packaging, resealable, better logo, better branding, and just really just start from scratch.
You started from scratch.
Just completely from scratch.
How did you mentally deal with that? Because I think that's the bit that people would have stopped at. They would kind of went, oh, I'm kind of embarrassed now, or that's a lot of work. Oh, do we really want it? And the heebie-jeebies would have set in. They were kind of like, oh, the self-doubt talk would have started. How did you kind of like plow through that?
I actually like the way you said it, embarrassed there. And I was. Yeah. I was like, people like, hey, where's the brand gone? Yeah. Hey, well, why isn't it on sale? Hey, the website's down. People loving that. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's so easy to just call quits or give up. And then I was like, that's just not me. And over the last couple of years, I've built unwavering confidence.
If you enjoyed the chat with Rob, I guarantee you, you'll love the whole conversation. So go back to episode 297 or click the link in the description below.